From the memoirs of the late Reverend Canon Darwin Kirby, entitled Jottings, Easily Satisfied with the Best. How many thousands of books tell us about it? Yet every one of us has certain ideas and thoughts that are personal and deeply held. Here and there, through experience, through reading, and through people, you learn what means much to you. Love is a necessity, not a luxury. It is the only ingredient that welds together the family and unites the nation, the rich and poor, the strong and weak. Love is as essential as intelligence, thyroid secretion, and gastric juice. No human relationship will ever be satisfying if it is not inspired by love. The moral command, love one another, is probably a fundamental law of nature, a law as inexorable as the law of gravity. But sublimated love does not need physical consummation. If Beatrice had been the mistress of Dante, there would have been perhaps no Divine Comedy. When you're in love, you desire to become one with the person you love. That's the point to the Mass. That's what makes communion such a glorious thing, opening ever new avenues of delight, bringing us ever closer to the lover, granting new and astonishing rapport. Here is the one, love, that is never tired or stale or jaded. The poet Sidney Lysett wrote, "If love should count you worthy, and should deign one day to seek your door and be your guest, pause ere you draw the bolt and bid him rest. If, in your old content, you would remain, for not always he enters. In his train are angels of the mist, the lonely quest, dreams of the unfulfilled and unpossessed, the sorrow and life's immemorial pain. He wakes desires you never will forget. He shows you stars you never saw before. He makes you share with him forevermore the burden of the world's divine regret. How wise you were to open not, and yet how poor if you should turn him from the door." Even though it's obvious, there is one thing we sometimes forget. In friendship and love, there must be no demands. The Magi came and brought their gifts and went away. There were no demands. Our Lord did not make demands of Mary Magdalene. He said, just go and sin no more. Maybe this is akin to the idea that it is better to give than to receive. It is better to love than to be loved. Friendship and love change us. Having loved another, neither is again the same. We are knit together by a bond that is closer and more vital than that of kindred, that is unbroken by distance or death, that shall unite us again to all eternity in the day when the faithful shepherds of the earth gather around the good shepherd of the sheep in the church's one and undivided fold upon the everlasting hills.